White House: spike in migrants at border is due to the weather cooling. By Ian Hanchett on September 19, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's The Story, White House National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby acknowledged that the number of migrants on the southern border has increased, but stated that as the weather cools down and conditions get a little bit better, we are seeing increases of numbers. Host Martha McCallum asked, "Relevant exchange begins around 4:30. President Biden did not say a word about our southern border today. He didn't meet with leaders from Mexico, Guatemala. You have 9,000 to 10,000 people crossing the border in unprecedented numbers. How is this something that he doesn't address when he's in New York City, where there's a crisis unfolding less than a mile away from where he's speaking?" Kirby responded, "Well, Martha, he did address the challenge of regional migration in the speech. He talked about the Los Angeles Declaration on migration and for and support for migrants. He knows and he addressed it again in the remarks that this is a regional thing. You're not wrong. There are more people on the move in this hemisphere now than we've seen since World War II. And you're absolutely right, as the weather cools down and conditions get a little bit better, we are seeing increases of numbers." McCallum then cut in to ask, "You're blaming climate change as the reason that people are coming?" Kirby responded, "No. I'm talking about just the weather conditions as we head into fall. It's just easier to be on the move." McCallum then cut in to say, "You had plenty this summer. Now, you've got the highest number since May across the border." Kirby then stated, "We are seeing increases. We're not pushing back on the fact that the numbers are increasing. That's why we want Congress to work with us and pass that supplemental we asked for, $4 billion to help us with border security needs. That's why we sent to New York City in the state of New York, $140 million just this fiscal year. And we've asked for, I think it's $600 million more for next year for these kinds of purposes to help." Later, he added, "It's not just because of one country's politics or one country's economics. There are just simply more people on the move, and there are a lot of reasons for that: famine, drought, political instability. People have lots of reasons for being on the move." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.